This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American cancels flight. Some sour faces coming out of airports today. And SCOTUS with a big ruling against the NCAA on student-athlete caps. What's it all about? We're going to dive into it and the mailbag. And PETA with a different twist on fish. And is fishing cruel? Because of the way fish think. And there's something to ponder. Do fish think? Hey, everybody, never a dull moment. I'm Kate Delaney, and I thank you for joining me on the show, whether you're a first timer or you've been here for a long time. Let's talk about the Supreme Court. I think more than I can remember recently, my Twitter feed and cell phone blew up with texts, etc., about what the Supreme Court did on Monday. They ruled against the NCAA in a long-running dispute, a huge dispute, over a cap on education-related gifts and benefits that schools can give student-athletes. So this unanimous decision upholds lower court rulings, which basically says, on a pretty narrow list of education benefits like scholarships for graduate school, computers, musical instruments, tutoring expenses, that it violates federal antitrust law and must be lifted. So this is a legal win, kind of, for athletes. You know, the legal victory for the athletes does deal a blow to the college organizational body and their long-standing policy, the NCAA, of strictly limiting compensation beyond free tuition, room, and board. But it stops short, and this is the key thing, and I think people forgot this, which was why I was getting contacted. It stops short of a big decision allowing salaries for college athletes. And that's just it. Should college athletes be paid? Some say yes, because they train like they're professional athletes, and colleges, let's face it, especially big ones, make lots of money off the back of athletes. Others say, too bad, they get the free room, board, and they get tuition. And then if they're super good, I mean, it's the playing field that gets them into possibly a pro career, depending on, you know, what the sport is, how good they are. Certainly college football and looking at college hoop, but other sports too as well. So it's been a long conversation in this country about athletes and what happens when boosters are trying to help them out and support them. Sometimes it's extreme, as they've gotten cars and gifts that they shouldn't have gotten because it violated the rules, but you know, that's part of the problem. You talk to other athletes, and they say they can't possibly sustain even what they're doing in college classes with the amount of workouts that they're required to put in, which, to my point, is like pro athletes. So anyway, it is something to think about. You can flip me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, or you can always flip us a call, 855-266-5283. And this really did reverberate across the land, because whether or not you're a fan of sports, there seems to be a lot of hot opinions on this. Justice Neil Gorsuch writing for the court, concluded that relaxing the restrictions would not blur the distinction between college and professional sports, and thus impair demand among consumers, as argued by the governing body, the NCAA, because that's what they have argued. By permitting colleges and universities to offer enhanced educator-related benefits, the lower court's decision could encourage scholastic achievement and allow student-athletes a measure of compensation more consistent with the value they bring to their schools, is what he continued with the ruling, what he wrote. So it's interesting. Again, this case is one of the biggest tests in decades, and it has limits on the compensation, and does it dramatically alter the nature of college sports? Because that's the argument on the other side. So the implication a little bit is that colleges and universities can woo athletes with some more benefits, that the door perhaps is wide open, right? What would the amount be, and how does that all get wrapped up? I think that would vary, and that could end up being more challenges. That was part of this whole thing. But it's interesting because our highest court in the land has spoken. So that is a big deal. You might say, wow, what a thing to lead with. Well, here's some happy news. When we look at the amount of cases in the U.S. with COVID, it is down, 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 down. The numbers keep on dropping. Governor Cuomo tweeted on Monday that New York had 10 new deaths. At the height of the outbreak, 800 New Yorkers a day were dying. 800. Governor Northam, Virginia, has become the 16th state to vaccinate 70% of adults with at least one shot. That was tweeted out today. So the U.S. has more than 33.5 million confirmed coronavirus cases and at least 601,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Globally, 178.5 million cases abound and more than 3.86 million deaths. Lots of statistics, right? But it's interesting. The statistic that we like to see is that the number is down. The number has decreased. I mean, when you say U.S. deaths have dipped below 300 per day, that's amazing when you think of the height of this, the height of the pandemic. When you think of this time last year, what were the conversations about? Nothing like what just left my lips. Of course, there is always the dart, right? The poison dart, that's what I like to call it. Here, give us the good news and then tell us the bad news. So the Delta variant, they say, they being the doctors at the CDC, scientists, could fuel an autumn surge across the U.S., and it could trigger a surge in the fall if only 75% of the country's population is vaccinated. That's what a former FDA administrator had to say as part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on Face the Nation. I caught that, Dr. Scott Gottlieb. So believe what you will, watch what the numbers do, and pay attention to this variant, I think, is the main deal here. What happens with that is, I think, the determinator, the barometer of where we are in the fall. Lots of disappointed faces getting off of planes that were supposed to take off or not even getting on the planes. American is having a lot of problems in trying to fulfill some of these flights. It's because of a whole bunch of different things, including labor shortages. We'll talk about that on the flip side. Plus, pressure is mounting on the Trump Organization's CFO. Why is that? And Trump is suing. Who is he suing and what is it all about? We're talking about that too as well. Meet you around the bend.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom. Bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamond.
Wow, I feel like I'm sitting in a lounge right now, and I can't get up because the singer is so good. This is a very good version of the song that I can't think of the name of it. But it's good. We'll never be royals. I think that's what it is. It's excellent. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you never know what you're going to get. Coming up, we'll hit the mailbag. In fact, some of you did dive into the SCOTUS ruling from earlier in the day. And basically, should athletes get extras more than just tuition, room, and board? Which is why I came out of the gate with that. I did mention as well, Tropical Storm Claudette heading out to sea after a disaster killing at least 14 in Alabama. That is the saddest story. 9 children killed in that crash that involved like 18 different kinds of cars, trucks, etc., including a 29-year-old father of one of the children. The poor coroner there, the Butler County coroner, Wayne Garlick, said that probably what happened was some of the cars, especially a hydroplane, on a road overwhelmed by floodwaters. That he believes that's what it is. The National Transportation Safety Board is sorting it all out. But it takes your breath away when you see some of the photos from it. I mean, the coroner said that location is definitely notorious for hydroplaning because the northbound highway curves down a hill to a small creek, and that sets up that disaster. And it grew stronger, Claudette, on Monday. Maximum winds, 45, 50 miles an hour. Finally out into the Atlantic Ocean. Good riddance. Past just south of Nova Scotia. The storm boom is weakening, that kind of stuff. That's what's going to happen. But the tropical warning was canceled from Cape Fear, North Carolina, to the Outer Banks. And, boy, the havoc was just plenty. It was enough. Just get out of the country. And Alabama, like I said, it was so sad because it was, there was a group that had gone from these County Girls Ranch. They had gone on a trip to Gulf Shores. So they were excited. They were happy. And they were less than 2 hours from home. And it was on I-65, just south of Montgomery, where, you know, this happened. And you had a 3-year-old, you had an 8-year-old, you had 14, 15, two 16-year-olds, 17-year-old, and, you know, pronounced dead at the scene of this. So very, very sad. I mean, when you heard that the sheriff said it's the most horrific thing he's ever seen and that he's been in the business for his entire life, you know, that everybody was affected by it, that rolled up on it and had to figure out what happened and had to work on identifying, etc. And boy, oh boy. And, you know, NOAA is predicting a very busy Atlantic hurricane season, up to 20 named storms. They think that this hurricane season could bring a record 6th consecutive year of above normal activity. So get ready for all of that. The Trump Organization is saying enough is enough. They're suing New York City for wrongful termination of contracts. I'm not surprised by this. If you re-racked our shows, gosh, probably about a year and a half ago, you would have heard one of the stories where I know I talked about this when we had some different people on, but what they're saying is that Mayor Bill de Blasio's actions were politically motivated. They had no legal merit, and it's another example of the mayor trying to advance his agenda and interfere with a free enterprise. Because remember, it was in January he announced he was moving to terminate the contracts with the former president's company following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. So there were some big contracts that were canceled. The PGA Tour canceled contracts with the Trump Organization. Trump was suspended from social media platforms. Facebook announced it's going to keep his suspension active until after the 2022 midterm elections. And specifically to New York and what the suit is about, not all of that, but the Trump Organization made about $17 million a year from operating two Central Park ice skating rinks, the Central Park Carousel, and the Trump Golf Links at Ferry Point. So that's what the lawsuit's about, termination of long-term contracts that they had to operate all the things that I just mentioned, especially the city-owned golf course, because that's in the Bronx and it wasn't due to expire until 2032. And what they're saying is there's no dispute that we weren't meeting our obligations. We were exceeding them. This is, I know sometimes when we talk about legal things, I say watch to see what happens here, but this will be an interesting thing to follow because it could set a precedent for some big cities and contracts they have. And if somebody's in a situation like Trump is in with businesses, they can use that as the precedent if it goes in the right direction for the former prez. And again, they're saying it's politically based, and that's what that tug of war is all about. There's no tug of war here. It's just plain old facts, facts, facts. American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights. And I say check your reservation. I know I've been in this situation, but it's been a long time. So through July, at least, probably into August, they slashed about 1,000 flights from their July schedule over the weekend, hoping they'd get more breathing room because they're feeling a travel surge. And part of the problem is in adjusting schedules and whatnot, they don't have enough crews in some cases. Now, travelers were rebooked on other flights, but that means different departure times, sometimes lots of different
connections, routing, different inconvenient routing, other hassles. So, you know, now more than ever, you have to build in that extra time. I think you build in that extra time. I was a skin of your teeth flyer, meaning rush in the door. I'm going from point A to point B. I got to speak. I got to set up the show. I got to do whatever. And I didn't have, I had normally I would have enough breathing room, but not when we are rolling the dice as to whether or not we're going to get there when we're supposed to get there. So passengers whose departure times were changed by more than 4 hours were eligible for a refund instead of a travel credit. But when you have to fly to where you're going and you think you're fine and the disruption, it's really tough. You know, so Sunday it was 188 flights, 6% of their scheduled flights, more than half of all cancellations on flights to, from, or within the U.S. That's what FlightAware, which is a flight tracker app, shows. And, you know, Southwest is struggling, too, with heavy delays, flight cancellations. They've got the second most cancellations among the U.S. carriers, so they're right there, too, behind American. And it's this ramping up that's so, you know, that's so tough. And this is a Father's Day weekend, so some people were trying to fly for that. So I really feel for the people that got stuck. And, you know, American is blaming pilot shortages for part of it, you know, that they have a shortage of pilots because of a training backlog caused by the pandemic. That's what happens. So they weren't flying. They have to be retrained. They have to do that. So pilots who were furloughed or took leave of absence during the pandemic, they have to be trained on aircraft types after the retirement, especially of several planes during the pandemic. And then you had pilots who took early retirement. So you don't want a pilot who hasn't really had many hours in the bird you're flying in. Oh, we'll just take a chance, no problem. You know, that's one thing I always say. If it has to do with the pilots, fine, reroute me, re-rack the flight. And this is the thing. And the Allied Pilots Association is making sure people know, hey, you know, this, to get these crews up and going, it's on track. And we're recalling pilots and we're training and it should be completed by the end of June, but we're not there yet. And that has to happen for us to be able to safely get people back up in the air and not have as many cancellations. All right, you had lots of thoughts about what happened with SCOTUS and college athletes. Part of the mailbag next.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has announced where the next donation of 55 million doses of COVID vaccine will be heading. About 41 million of those will be distributed through the UN's COVAX program, which will send 14 million to Latin America and the Caribbean, 10 million to Africa, and 16 million to Asia. The U.S.'s initial donation of 80 million doses has now been completely allocated, though they will not be distributed by President Biden's goal of the end of the month. And the Trump Organization has sued New York City after it ended its contract for a golf course at Berry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that the former president incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In a lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a to terminate Trump-related contracts. This is USA Radio News. Voters support more early voting. Tim Berg explains.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Tokyo Olympic organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues when the games begin next month. Events will have a maximum capacity of 10,000, and officials left the option open to bar fans again if COVID cases rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's digging the mail bag?
Yeah. Sweet! All that applause is for all of you, you. And that tall guy in the back that's waving. I can see him. Yes. I got all of your virtual mail. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one comes to us from Joe, who is listening to us on 920 AM Palm Springs. He says, Kate, you owe us a visit. I heard you're a pretty good golfer. I'll take you out to La Quinta or PGA West. I'll even play from the ladies' tees. Oh, thanks, Joe. That's like one of those sort of compliments. But he goes on to say, I value your opinion, especially when it comes to things related to sports and politics. I like the fact that you're a centrist trying to broker some sense of rational in this country. You keep going, girl. But the Supreme Court ruling, so interesting, isn't it? Because it still doesn't push the boundary of what can some of these athletes, what could they really, I guess, earn if they were getting sponsorships, and where does the money line, I guess, fall? I am of the belief that, especially with these big colleges, they are working some of these kids to death. And you could say, oh, well, look, they got the scholarship, and that's what some of my friends would argue. But I think when I look at the money the coaches are making and the school is making a bloody fortune, they should
be able to get some money, for goodness sake, whatever it is. Maybe there's limitations. I understand that, but I think they should have access to those funds. So I'm not so sure that the Supreme Court ruling really goes far enough. You know, it's very narrow. You're absolutely right about that. I'll take you up on that whole golf thing, but let's play from the men's tees, by the way, Joe. I can do that. I can't guarantee what my game will be like, because sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not so good. So this is pretty narrow, the ruling that happened on Monday. And it doesn't dismantle, I think, the amateur aspects of college sports. I don't think so. You know, the NCAA says it represents, what it represents is now not right. It's out of step with how America views college sports, and it doesn't make sense to them. And it does make sense. It does. It does make sense. They needed a different path, and they didn't do it. Fix what is fixable. You know, it's like when you see a company that's stubborn and they won't pivot when they need to pivot. They just keep doing the same thing because it worked for us 50 years ago and 40 years ago. And then it wasn't working so good 30 years ago. And, oh, 2 decades ago, we started having problems. We had to let people go. I mean, yeah. Look, the Supreme Court ruling doesn't say that student athletes can now be paid for play or receive any kind of salaries. So the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, was quoted as saying in an interview after the opinion was issued, "We would have preferred to have won the case. That's why we made our arguments, but the court decision leaves us where we were before the case was argued. So the immediate impact isn't enormous, but the long-term impact is something we'll have to sort through." That is so typical of the kind of response that you expect. They're so slow to implement anything. But anyway, on July 1st, athletes are going to be able to monetize their name, image, and likeness. That is long overdue, in my opinion. If you had listened to me when I was on the air in the beginnings of Dallas, I wouldn't have said that. I would have disagreed. I talked to lots of coaches. I've covered college sports and talked to athletes. And I wouldn't have said that, because I would have said it would ruin the nature of, you know, what happens as far as the amateur competition, and then it turns into this crazy free market, and the highest bidder is going to get the best athletes. But that's already happening, because if I have a son who plays football who's amazing, am I not going to want him? He wants to play in the program. Am I not going to try to get him? Is he not going to be recruited by the best programs? Is he not going to Alabama, or is he not going to Notre Dame or USC or Florida? I mean, I can pick the places out. I mean, you know. So this is interesting. Okay, so Joe, not the only one with opinion on that. I won't go far down the rabbit hole, though, because I just kind of gave you the gist of how I feel. Max, who is listening to us in Kentucky, says, Kate, wow, the Supreme Court, I so disagree with touching anything that is about amateur and athletes. I get that sometimes it's ridiculous what the school will make from these kids that win championships, etc. But you have to look overall at the picture of the schools and the various athletes and the amount of athletes they are at these schools. And I think overall it would lead to some things that we're not going to like. This is going to change what happens with some of these colleges and recruitment and make it even more lopsided. Do we want dynasties, for goodness sake? Well, here's the thing. Do we already have some dynasties? I don't know. Think about it. Well, now that you have the bowl game system changed, you know, now that there's an actual college football playoff, I think that's better, but we could debate this for a very long time. So I'm going to say, you know, I'm with Joe. I think that needed to happen. I wouldn't have said that before, like I mentioned. This is another one of those, how's this going to play out? Rick is listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut on 1490 AM. Kate, I catch you when I'm going into the city. Sometimes when I'm coming back, I work different hours. What's happening with that infrastructure plan? I know that you, a couple of weeks ago, were talking about it a lot, and it looked like there was no bipartisan support for it overall. I'm Biden, you're right. Thanks for that. Happy travels there. Wonder what bridge you go over, unless you... Maybe you jump on a train. But anyway, I'm just thinking out loud. So there is no bipartisan infrastructure plan. Now, there were talks. It's your timing is good there on that one. There have been talks at the White House, and there was on Monday talks about the potential for that to happen. But the infrastructure plan that costs a little over $1 trillion would have about a fourth of what the president initially proposed, and it has been getting a little bit of traction in the U.S. Senate, but there still is disputes over how it should be funded. How should it be funded? You know, Biden met with a couple of senators. One of them included Joe Manchin. Every day Joe Manchin's in the middle of something, right? So Biden said that he was, you know, forced... He was not forced, but he was focusing on budget resolutions and the discussions in the Senate on that, talking about passing parts of the broader infrastructure plan opposed by Republicans using a procedure called reconciliation that requires only a simple majority. So do the math. There are 50 Republicans. We talked about this a ton. 50 Republicans, 48 Democrats, 2 independents who caucus with Democrats in the 100-seat Senate. And guess what? You've got a VP who's a Democrat. Kamala Harris, she has a tie-breaking vote for the Democrats. We'll see. That's why Manchin was in the middle of this, because he won't necessarily get dragged along. 21 of the 100 U.S. senators, including 11 Republicans, 9 Democrats, 1 independent who caucuses with the Dems, are working on the framework to rebuild roads, bridges. Oh, bridges are... Yeah, I mean, you would cry if you've seen some of the photographs I've seen that people have sent me, you know, some of the pictures, brutal. And other traditional infrastructure that would get support, I think. It's some of the other things that are part of it that aren't getting the support, right? We'll see. I mean, there's going to be more conversations. Initially, this was supposed to be $4 trillion. That would have included climate change. That's not going anywhere. It would have provided care for children, the elderly. That's not going to be part of this. So it's been trimmed so far down to $1.7 trillion at this point. But there is that reconciliation process. And that does still include some of what Biden wanted in the plan that there's no way Republicans are going to stomach or do. They're not doing that. So we know that it has to go to that reconciliation effort. All right, let's go to this one from Philip, who says, Kate, you know, it's interesting. I have been paying attention to what's going on with everything related to voting, and I know you've talked about that too, some of the changes that are happening and people saying that they prefer that they would rather still be able to do mail-in ballots. And what about early voting? And I know that there was a poll that a lot of Americans backed voter ID requirements and even more early voting. I think it's popular to early vote, although I like your idea and others about the national holiday for voting. Yeah, make it a holiday. But would more people vote or just use the day off? That's the thing, right? 2/3 of the people polled, by the way, 71% support that it should be overall easier to vote early in the elections. That was a Monmouth University poll, by the way, as far as voting's concerned. Hang with us. The coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jonathan Horn, campaigner for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, joins us. This is interesting what we're going to talk about. PETA with this campaign to save superior fish beings. And so you say to yourself, wow, I didn't think about that. To me, it was so intriguing when I started to do a little background on what PETA's campaign is on the superior fish beings. And I guess it was inspired by a forward-thinking 10-year-old who recognized their amazing abilities. So, Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us. And tell us how that happened. I'm so curious.
PETA has been fighting for fish for decades, but now we're challenging people's preconceived notions of who fish are by pointing out some of their remarkable capabilities. Fish are really no different from cats, dogs, or any other animal in their capacity to feel pain and suffer, and we can all help end their suffering by simply choosing not to eat them. And so we wanted to showcase some of their fascinating capabilities. People are surprised to learn that fish are very intelligent and highly social individuals. They possess communication abilities. They're able to use different motions, scents, sounds, and electrical pulses to communicate with each other. They develop relationships and are even known to show affection to each other by gently rubbing up against other fish. Some fish even create art or use tools. And there's even a species of fish that sing together in morning choruses at dawn and dusk, much the same way that songbirds do.
Wow, listen to those characteristics. How many fish are killed each year across the globe?
And in what ways?
Globally, between 1 and 3 trillion, that's trillion with a T, fish, are caught in the wild and killed every single year. This doesn't even include the billions of fish who are raised and killed on fish farms. It doesn't include fish that are killed for sport, the fish sold in the pet industry, or the ones used in laboratory experiments. It's horrific what these fish go through, too. As soon as they're pulled from the ocean, they immediately start suffocating as they're unable to breathe in air. They undergo painful decompression, which can force their eyes out of their socket or their stomachs to push through their mouths. They are then skinned or cut open alive, and many of them spend their entire lives in cramped, filthy enclosure on commercial fish farms. And there's no reason to be doing this to these gentle, beautiful, fascinating creatures because we can all get everything we need from a plant-based diet. So we invite everyone to come to PETA.org to learn more about these fascinating fish, as well as to learn about all the amazing vegan alternatives that are available that pack all of the protein and all of the flavor without any of the cruelty.
Yeah, so that answers that question about how do you convince seafood lovers to opt for fish-free foods, and you've got that on your website. But what about people who are considering fish as pets?
Never support the pet industry. Fish in the pet industry are kept in tiny containers when they're transported, and they're deprived of everything that's natural to them. Fish out in nature have complex social structures, the parts of big schools of fish where they communicate with one another, and as pets, they are deprived of this essential socialization. No matter how big a tank is, it will never replace the ocean, where most fish swim for miles every single day. Instead, they spend their entire lives swimming inside these small tanks. A life in captivity is really no life at all. So if you enjoy watching fish, we encourage you to consider downloading one of the many fish screensavers out there that are very colorful and very realistic. Or you can watch documentaries about marine life. There's so many fascinating documentaries out there. But whatever you do, please do not support the cruel pet industry.
All right, Jonathan Horn, thanks so much again. Where can they go for more information?
PETA.org. That's PETA.org for lots of information about fish, about vegan alternatives to fish, and we have tons of healthy, delicious vegan recipes available there as well.
Great. Jonathan, thanks.
Thank you.
Right, in the remaining moments left in the show, a couple of what I call pop-outs. What are we doing? Where are we headed? And what are we doing where we headed is we're trying to take a break. We're trying to travel. We're trying to do a staycation that's a little bit unique. And you can see this because there are a couple of different places, whether it's an Airbnb, if you've ever rented one, or now they have Vrbo, or there's Getaway, these getaway cottages, and there's lots of different ways that you can rent places, but a lot of the places are filling up. You know, where you thought you could just, oh, I'll just go on and search for a place to stay, and hotels too as well. I mean, it's a question of can you get there? How quickly can some of these airlines that are having problems with crews, because they have to get up to speed, the pilots especially with training, but there are a lot of people that are confident enough to take families places. So theme parks are back. I mean, you know, Disney World, Disneyland, they expect that the crowds are just going to keep rolling in. Summer officially began on Sunday, kicking off this week. Sunshine, vacation, that's on a lot of people's minds. I mean, people want to unwind outside. They want to, even if it's in a crowd, they just want to go do something. I think 4th of July, especially celebrating Independence Day, there's always a lot of options with that. And online, you can see, they can see that a lot of these travel apps, that people are searching for ways to do something special around the 4th of July. What's really trending is when you're, what do we do on 4th of July? What are the activities near me? That stuff has been happening since probably late May. So
even the Boston Pops fireworks spectacular is returning because they thought about not doing it. Washington's Capitol Fourth is back. Other cities are trying to do it too. Tampa, Austin, Jersey City, they're doing fireworks displays. I think a lot, even though it seemed like at first, because you had the big thing about Mount Rushmore and South Dakota's not going to do that, and then you had, there were other announcements that it was too dry in some places, but I believe that we're going to see more celebrations than initially were announced. And especially with the itch that people want to scratch, and that's to travel, and especially with the hospitality industry, which is so down and took a beating during the pandemic, to see that, to see people coming back is very big because people are getting hired back if they can find the people to hire, you know, hire back. And that's the biggest problem, is finding enough people to be able to work some of these places. You know, some of the things that are popular, paddle boards on whether it's rivers or whether it's out in the ocean somewhere or out of one of the lakes somewhere, paddleboard sales are up, and you know, it's the big boards too. They're about 10 feet in length and maybe 32 inches wide. My brother has one, and I actually did it in the ocean, and I thought, wow, what am I thinking, first getting up on this thing with waves and then trying to maneuver around the waves. But I think in a lake it would be easier than in the ocean. You got a lot of paddleboard tours. That's a new thing because it's that popular. So on beaches and in some of these waterways, that's being offered. I even saw a crazy thing the other day, and I saw a write-up about it somewhere. But yoga, you have goat yoga, you have hot yoga, you have yoga on paddleboards now. I don't know, yoga on a paddle, you have to have great balance. And you'd have to have what I call flat water, so not on the ocean. It would have to be pretty flat, you know, no wakes for the most part. Unless you're super good on that paddleboard, and there are people who are. Amusement parks, woof. Disney, Legoland, SeaWorld. It's not like a last-minute decision. Because already, when you try to get through, you're going to wait for a long, long time. There is definitely the craving to get back to the theme parks. Disneyland is the same way. Mask requirements for vaccinated guests lifted, and they're saying that as soon as the gates are open, people are ready to come in and experience it. And of course, the national parks, right? The national parks are big. I mentioned that you might want to make sure you have a campground. There are 12 campgrounds in Yellowstone. It's such a bucket list for so many people that if you have an RV, you absolutely have got to see if you can get a site. I mean, there's 2,000 sites, but it's not easy to find a vacancy during the summer months anyway. Yeah, that's on my list. I have not been there, and it is absolutely on my list. Music means I got to step off the stage. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his awesome work, as always, on the technicals. He took a little break. I don't think he paddleboarded, though. Stay safe, everyone.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.